On the show today, we have Kenny Mitchell Group's very own Kelsey Joss. She is here to give us a preview of her Discovery Conference session, and that is entitled Cryptocurrency and Blockchain for Credit Unions. Super fascinating stuff here, so check it out. Before we get into today's episode, I want to give a quick shout out to Kenny Mitchell Group's annual Discovery Conference coming up August 11th. This year's Discovery is jam-packed with experts discussing hot topics such as cryptocurrency, economic outlook, overdraft protection programs, cybersecurity, and financial well-being for all. So don't forget to register today. Now, on to the interview. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Kenny Mitchell Group's very own Kelsey Joss with us. Kelsey, how are you?
Mike, good. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. You are here. You're kind of giving us a preview of your Discovery Conference session that's going to take place on August 11th, and it's entitled Cryptocurrency and Blockchain for Credit Unions. I couldn't be more excited about this because there's so much going on in this space right now, and you are going to be there covering it. But before we get to that, give us a quick 411 on Discovery and why folks should attend and even attend your session as well. So give us a quick summary on that.
Sure. So Discovery is a one-day, all-day virtual conference that Kenny Mitchell Group hosts. It's designed to help credit union leaders prepare for their annual strategic planning, keep up to date with the latest and greatest happening in the industry. And why to attend? It's fantastic content. It's virtual. You don't have to travel. And you can kind of pop in and out for the sessions that are the most interesting to you.
Yes, it's quite a versatile conference, if you will. So yeah, you can pop in when you like, but I recommend not doing that because the content is so good that you need to stay for the whole thing. Because I was looking at the agenda last night, and oh my gosh, every topic, including yours, is really spot on here. So having said that, can you give us a quick overview on your session on cryptocurrency and blockchain? I'm very intrigued here.
Yeah, so I'm going to be moderating a panel session with a couple of credit union leaders. So leaders from Visions and from Unify, who we've all, I'm sure, seen show up at other places talking about what they've been doing with cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a little bit of the discussion. We'll be kind of getting up to speed. Why do they start thinking about cryptocurrency? What has that journey been like? How has it been going for them? And then we're going to pivot into more of a futurist type conversation. So taking the focus a little bit away from cryptocurrency and focusing more on the blockchain technology piece of it. And what else these folks are thinking about, what they think other credit union, their peers should be thinking about, and just kind of driving home that I'll be the first and the last to say, and I'll say it every day, that crypto is bigger than just cryptocurrency. And I feel like right now we are getting in our own way with getting stuck in this world of, oh, cryptocurrency, we got to do this. And then we've checked the box and it's done, but right, there's so much more. So kind of opening the conversation to what else is out there, what to be thinking about, and what the next 1, 5, 10 years.
Okay. Like. Well, I'm definitely attending ever since you said that. Now I'm really going to attend. So I want to check this out.
Good.
Especially in the environment that we've been in, it's been such a roller coaster and it's not for the faint of heart, but yeah, it's definitely here to stay. So, can you share with us, you mentioned at the top of your response, who's participating? You mentioned Visions and Unify, you know, and who those folks are and why they're there.
Yes. So we will have two individuals from Visions. So we'll have Cynthia Schroeder, who is their SVP of digital assets, and mm-hmm. then Joe Keller, who's their VP of digital assets.
Okay.
So they really are spending all of their time focusing on digital assets, blockchain, what the credit union should be, it could be doing, should be thinking about. And then we will have Greg Glosson, who's the CIO at Unify Financial mm-hmm. Credit Union. It's kind of fun because I hope it'll be kind of fun because they have different roles where fully focused on digital, whereas Greg is focused on the more like tech information technology stuff as in general. So how those fit together, how they can complement, like how mm-hmm. those individuals can complement each other within the conversation.
Yeah. And it's coming from the credit union perspective too. So you're kind of getting a mini case study right there to see what's working and what's not working. So my next question here is probably the obvious one, but why crypto? Why cover that now? You can't read a newspaper if anyone has a newspaper, but you can't go online anywhere and not read something about crypto. But from your perspective, why crypto and why now?
Yeah. So I think you hit the nail on the head with the most obvious answer. It's everywhere. You go to any industry publication, any non-industry publication, and there's some headline about crypto, whether it's in the US or elsewhere. So it's top of mind for I don't know, for consumers, for businesses, for everyone, everywhere.
Yep.
But that's not unique. That's not something that's just happening today. So as far as the why now, there's a few things. Our team, we had a team internally do some research with some of our credit union community, and directional only, but 75% of those folks said that they are spending time researching what's happening in the industry, keeping on top of the news. It's a top priority to them to at least know what's going on, mm-hmm. which shows that there's a desire for trusted content, for education, to really hear from others what they're learning, what they're seeing, what they're thinking about.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Within that audience, it really varied. There's folks who have implemented a solution such as what Unify and Visions have done. There's folks who go, "What's Bitcoin?" So it really just runs the gamut of, you know, what people are knowledgeable about or what they're wondering about. But it's very timely. Anecdotally, I haven't been at any of these sessions. I haven't been traveling, but I've heard that at different conferences, the blockchain sessions have been standing room only. They've been having to turn people away. It's the place that it's showing the hunger and the desire to learn more about this. Beyond that, I mean, we've all seen the stats from Cornerstone about how 9% of credit unions expected to do something with cryptocurrency and allowing members to buy, sell, and hold this year. Mm-hmm. And that 60% of individuals have said they would look to their financial institution for that. So cryptocurrency specifically, like, there's movement. Things are happening fast, with or without the downturn. Yeah. Yeah. It's still an area of interest.
Oh, completely. Yeah. And I agree with you. I think if this conference were standing room or in person, your session would be standing room only for sure. So yeah, no, but sure. It's going to be what? a virtual standing room only for sure. Yeah. It's going to be very popular.
Yeah. And then to kind of close out on that question, I mean, I think within the credit union industry, it really feels like the time is now. To be thinking about this. There's the external market factors, there's the downturn, there's the crypto winter, there's those things. But separate from that, credit unions are going to market with these solutions and have a unique opportunity to think about what the future could and should look like.
Yeah.
It's not a case right now where they're trying to play catch up necessarily. It's more of a case where they have an opportunity to be a leader. Yeah. They have an opportunity to learn from peers in the industry. And that's one thing I love about the credit union industry is it's not every credit union for themselves. It's really, hey, we're doing this. Let's figure out, let's collaboratively come together and do what we can do that's best for our members. For credit unions looking to play in the space, there's nothing to say. It's absolutely a huge sense of urgency, but there's attention from partners. There's new technologies coming out. There's some wiggle room to play and an opportunity to be a market leader.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, I think it's a tremendous opportunity to be, like you said, be kind of a front runner here. You know, so this is it's going to be really interesting. The next 6 months to 12 months are going to be for sure. But I think your session is going to be really telling of that as well. So good stuff. Anything else to add, Kelsey, to wrap up here?
I don't think so. I think we covered it.
Okay.
I hope everyone is able to join or register and at least get the recording if they can't join live. And it should be a great event.
You got it. All right, Kelsey, I'll let you get back at it. Thank you so much again. And I'm going to be there on August 11th checking this out because I want to get all the details. So good stuff. All right, I'll let you get going. Thanks again, Kelsey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.